When I got back to the villa, it was 5 o'clock, and I went out to where we washed the cars to take a shower. Then I made out my report in my room, sitting in my trousers and an undershirt in front of the open window. In 2 days, the offensive was to start, and I would go with the cars to Plava. It was a long time since I had written to the States, and I knew I should write, but I had let it go so long that it was almost impossible to write now. There was nothing to write about. I sent a couple of Army Zona de Guerra postcards, crossing out everything except, "I am well." That should handle them. Those postcards would be very fine in America, strange and mysterious. This was a strange and mysterious war zone, but I suppose it was quite well run and grim compared to other wars with the Austrians. The Austrian army was created to give Napoleon victories, any Napoleon. I wish we had a Napoleon, but instead we had Il Generale Cardorna, fat and prosperous, and Vittorio Emanuele, the tiny man with the long thin neck and the goat beard. Over on the right they had the Duke of Aosta. Maybe he was too good-looking to be a great general, but he looked like a man. Lots of them would have liked him to be king. He looked like a king. He was the king's uncle and commanded the Third Army. We were in the Second Army. There were some British batteries up with the Third Army. I had met two gunners from that lot in Milan. They were very nice, and we had a big evening. They were big and shy and embarrassed and very appreciative together of anything that happened. I wish that I was with the British. It would have been much simpler. Still, I would probably have been killed. Not in this ambulance business. Yes, even in the ambulance business. British ambulance drivers were killed sometimes. Well, I knew I would not be killed, not in this war. It did not have anything to do with me. It seemed no more dangerous to me myself than war in the movies. I wish to God it was over, though. Maybe it would finish this summer. Maybe the Austrians would crack. They'd always cracked in other wars. What was the matter with this war? Everybody said the French were through. Rinaldi said that the French had mutinied and troops marched on Paris. I asked him what happened, and he said, "Oh, they stopped them." I wanted to go to Austria without war. I wanted to go to the Black Forest. I wanted to go to the Harz Mountains. Where were the Harz Mountains, anyway? They were fighting in the Carpathians. I did not want to go there, anyway. It might be good, though. I could go to Spain if there was no war. The sun was going down and the day was cooling off. After supper, I would go and see Catherine Barclay. I wish she were here now. I wished I were in Milan with her. I would like to eat at the Cova and then walk down the Via Manzoni in the hot evening and cross over and turn off along the canal and go to the hotel with Catherine Barclay. Maybe she would. Maybe she would pretend that I was her boy that was killed, and we would go in the front door and the porter would take off his cap, and I would stop at the concierge's desk and ask for the key, and she would stand by the elevator, and then we would get in the elevator, and it would go up very slowly, clicking at all the floors. And then our floor, and the boy would open the door and stand there, and she would step out, and I would step out, and we would walk down the hall, and I would put the key in the door and open it, and go in, and then take down the telephone and ask them to send a bottle of Capri Bianca in a silver bucket full of ice. And you would hear the ice against the pail coming down the corridor. And the boy would knock, and I would say, "Leave it outside the door, please." Because we would not wear any clothes because it was so hot, and the window open, and the swallows flying over the roofs of the houses, and when it was dark afterward, and you went to the window, very small bats hunting over the houses, and close down over the trees, and we would drink the Capri, and the door locked, and it hot, and only a sheet, and the whole night we would both love each other all night in the hot night in Milan. That was how it ought to be. I would eat quickly and go see Catherine Barclay.